Good morning, Elias. Thank you so much for being here. I have so many questions that I'd like to ask you, and I'm really hoping to be able to hit all of them, so probably we won't be able to spend too much time on each question and just move through quickly, and I hope that will be acceptable to you. Okay, I have always been fascinated by my dreams with an understanding that I have access to my physical or non-physical focuses with my translations, and I would like to get some validations or any additional information from you that you could possibly get for me. And I will start with the one dream that has been, that was really super vivid. In the past 2 years or so, I have been getting a lot of what feels like energy download during my sleep and my deep meditation. And this one particular dream I had recently is that I was, this dream was more vivid than my real waking reality. I was in front, in the house, in front of my sister's big painting, and this woman held both of my hands, and I floated up, levitating about 4 feet high in the air, and energy stream came out of her, and it was going through all over my body, and it was so joyful. I was laughing with happiness. And whenever I interact with a being in my dream, I try to look at their faces closely to see if I can recognize them. And she looked like a Caucasian woman with a grayish bob, but I could not recognize her face at all. Do you have any information as to who she may have been and where she came from?
I would express that this was an image of you as essence. This was your translation of that. And what I would say to you is that this was not actually a dream. This was a projection. In this, what you were doing was including objective imagery that was familiar to you in order to be comfortable with what was occurring, but in actuality, you weren't in a place, so to speak. You were more in an interaction or an action of experiencing that intimacy of essence.
Okay, that's interesting. And also, several years ago, I suddenly developed interest in energy healing. So I've gone to a lot of sessions just to learn and understand what it is. But I have not had a desire to be a healer and heal other people. But I've been practicing on healing myself. And some of the intuitive or psychic people told me that I have been a healer or seer many times in my other lives. Can you validate that?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Another dream. When I was a child, more so than when I became an adult, I've had recurring dreams of UFOs and ETs in the sky. They do not look like the typical official, like a cigar shape. They look like aircrafts with a lot of paraphernalia and light show, like a fireworks and a lot of messages. And I felt like I was the only one noticing it. And then So that's, I guess, why I have a lifelong interest in ETs and UFOs. And recently I had this dream that I recall that I used to have regularly when I was young, and I haven't had it for many years, and I just had it again, which is that in my dream, I'm sleeping next to my mom, and I feel this electromagnetic energy trying to pull me, and I'm trying to hide, and the energy is following me and trying to go through nooks and crannies of the house and trying to get me out of bed. So I keep shaking my mom, and she tries to wake up, and she can't. And I had that same dream again many years later recently. And then in that dream, I tried to record this in a dream diary, and I was not successful. And then I called my friend, and I asked him if he had an experience like that, and he said yes, and he explained it to me. And then I don't remember what he said. And the night after that, I had another dream sleeping next to my next to my husband now as an adult now. And I felt this electromagnetic energy coming through the window and getting me when I was unsuspecting. And I was so upset. I was sobbing like uncontrollably. And after I woke up, I was thinking, why was I so upset? And who was that energy? Do you have any information on that?
I would express that this is not unusual, that first of all, you do incorporate many, many, many other focuses and experiences in other dimensions, and therefore this emphasizes that interest in this type of subject and activity. But I would also express that in this reality, it is somewhat of an unknown. There is speculation, but individually, it is somewhat of an unknown objectively subject, and therefore, when you generate dream activity or projections in relation to other dimensional experiences or encounters, it can be unnerving, regardless that when you are in waking state, you may not necessarily be afraid. You may be fascinated or you may be very interested in the subject. In dream state, you are experiencing a tremendous openness. Therefore, what you are doing is tapping into that actual energy and being unfamiliar objectively. It can be somewhat unnerving. Now, what I will express to you is that this actually is also a dream trigger for you. Therefore, in that, when you are engaging dream state, if you can pause momentarily when you are engaging any imagery that is associated with what you term to be alien or UFO activity, you can surprise yourself, because all that is required is that you allow yourself to touch it. And if you touch it, that allows you to move in whatever direction you choose. You can actually move into other dimensional experiences rather than merely observing it. And you can access other energies. You can access other areas of consciousness. You can move in whatever direction you are choosing. Therefore, that may be an interesting experience for you without engaging that anxiety or that fear aspect, knowing that you can use this as a dream trigger.
Okay, thank you. Another UFO type dream. I had a dream that this craft came from, I guess, outer space, and there were two male beings came out of the craft. Usually, I do not see any beings coming out of the crafts. I just see them in the sky. In this case, they came down, and we were communicating telepathically. And then I touched one of the beings' skin. It was a fluorescent blue skin and kind of cold to the touch. And they were wearing a really thick fur coat, and I got a message that they were from Orion, And I asked them some questions, and they gave me some answers, and I was visualizing their answers. Do you have any insight on this dream?
I would express that this is another interaction with other energies. Now, this is not another dimensional interaction. This is an extraterrestrial encounter or engagement, in a manner of speaking, in which you are actually engaging the energy, you are tapping into the energy of other beings and translating that by creating certain types of imagery yourself, but you are actually interacting with the energy of the other beings. The translation of that being from a lion is in that vicinity, not necessarily specifically, but giving you a reference point that these beings are occupying an area that is in that vicinity.
Okay. I don't know, lately the name of Orion just kept coming to me. And there's another, this was not a dream, this happened while I was about to fall asleep. I was devastated when my mom died 7 years ago, which created the big bang of my consciousness and expansion. And when I was about to fall asleep, I was hit by what felt like being electrocuted by a lightning. Extreme energy jolt, and I perceived this being probably about 7 feet tall and really strange looking being. I guess it could be humanoid but a little different, and that being touched my right index finger, and the energy, I got an energy jolt from the being, so I screamed and jumped out of bed. And when I shared this experience with another lady who channels a Pleiadian collective, she thought this was an Orion friend, I guess, trying to console me, and he miscalculated the energy frequency that I may be able to handle. And I don't know what to think of it. Do you have any insight on that?
I would express that this is a very similar experience. Understand that the imagery that you are generating is your translation of whatever you are tapping into and whatever you are interacting with, but that you actually are interacting with other energies.
Do you have any specific information as to which dimensional beings I may be interacting with more?
As I have expressed previously, other dimensions do not necessarily incorporate a name, just as your dimension does not have a name. And in that, I would express that it is merely a matter of you being aware of what energies you are repeatedly interactive with. Therefore, how you will translate that is you will give yourself very similar imagery each time. You may be engaging different activities, and you may seem to be in different places, but you will be generating some similarities of imagery to alert you that you are engaging the same energies again and again. In this, in relation to other dimensional beings, you do generally engage certain other dimensions and actually certain beings because you are aware of them and because you have experiences with them. You also have focuses in those other dimensions, and in that you generally access the energy of the beings that you already know.
Okay. Another dream. This is recurring dreams. In this series of dreams, I'm in what feels like Polynesia, maybe Indonesia or Hawaii. And then I got the name of this place. I asked them, what is the name of this place? And they were not going to give it to me, but I kept pushing them, and they gave me the name phonetically, Ipnok, I-P-N-O-K. And I Googled it, and nothing turned up. Do you have any insight on where I got this, what this name might be?
Yes, in actuality, let me express to you that there are actually many islands that are not actually charted or mapped yet, and this is one of them.
Okay, in where?
I would express that this would be in a location of what you term to be the Southern Pacific, closer in the direction to Australia than Hawaii,
okay,
but not actually close to Australia.
Okay. Then why do I keep dreaming about this location? Did I have a, or do I have a focus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it in our linear perspective, past or concurrent?
I would express concurrent.
Okay. Another dream. I have sort of a precognitive dream of meeting somebody from Bhutan. And I didn't even know there was a country named Bhutan, and I Googled it right after the dream. And then also, I was about to fall asleep, so it was not a dream, but I guess I was in that in-between state, and while I was perceiving my husband lying next to me in bed reading his book, I was also perceiving these two women at the same time in what felt like different dimension. And I get a sense that they live in Bhutan or so. So are they, I guess, my associates or friends or people in Bhutan?
Yes. Okay. I would express that, yes, you incorporate a focus in that location, and you have previously also.
Okay, so I have past and current, concurrent focus in Bhutan.
Correct.
Okay. And also, I have been seeing 1111 persistently for years. And when I read one of your transcripts, you discussed 1111 dimension, but I couldn't really find what this dimension was about. Is it a non-physical dimension?
No. I would express it is a physical dimension, and it is the imagery that many individuals share in connecting with this particular physical dimension. Individuals that incorporate significant, or what you would term to be many, focuses in that dimension generally are more likely or more inclined to present that type of imagery to themselves in which they see those numbers consistently or frequently, and that it seems to them that that particular number combination stands out and therefore has a significance, and that is generally an indicator that you have significant numbers of focuses in that physical dimension.
But does the name of 1111 actually have any meaning? Why is it named 1111?
That is merely the imagery. That is what the...
Oh, okay, imagery.
That is what the significance is that it is a particular imagery, and this particular imagery is shared by many, many, many individuals.
Okay. And also, I have many dreams of being in a boating accident, and I felt like I have focuses where I drowned in a boating accident. Can you validate that?
You are correct.
Okay. Yes, another dream. I have a recurring dream of a clothing design or cross stitches. In this life, I enjoy sewing. And this dream is just like... really persistent, like I would do a lot of clothes shopping. And then in one of the dreams, I was given a name of the clothing company named Mara and Sarah. So I wrote it down. And where is this name coming from, name of this company?
Actually, I would express to you that this particular company or business does not exist yet. It is a future expression.
Okay. Okay. Also, did I have a focus as a dancer maybe multiple times?
Yes.
Do you have any more information on that? Because the imagery I have of me as a dancer, actually I was watching a woman, but I had a feeling that that was me, and I was really fascinated by her. Do you have any more details on like years and which country, things like that?
I would express, first of all, that the woman that you are observing, you are actually an observing essence of. In addition to that, I would express that this is a common experience for you. You do incorporate focuses as dancers in several different countries, in France, in Russia, in Germany, in Japan, in China, and Spain, and in Ireland.
Oh my God, I have dreams about almost all of these countries, like Russia, Germany, Japan, Spain, and England also. I have a lot of dreams about being in.
Yes.
Okay, and I have many, many dreams about crystals. Either I'm touching them, looking at them, or sometimes even bite them in my mouth, and I feel the texture of sharp edges. Do they symbolize something, or are they remembering of my focuses?
I would express both. First of all, they are somewhat of a curiosity to you in this focus. And because of that, that triggers connecting with other focuses in which you have engaged with those particular types of focal points in different usages, some of which in that healing capacity.
Okay. Another, this was a really blip, really short dream, but I noticed myself watching like a video of somebody's life. I guess she just died. Her name was Pam. Where did I pick up that information? Is it me or someone else that I tapped into?
That is another focus of you.
Oh, another focus of me. Okay. Let's see. Yes, and I think I know the answer, but I guess just I would like a validation. This was one of my most lucid lucid and fun dreams, and at the end, I perceived a really tall humanoid female wearing a robe, and she was the only one on this planet, and there was a moonlight, and she was talking about feeling tone, and she said she will always be content no matter in which universe she's in. And I felt like that was me.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, okay. And recently I've been noticing these dreams, and I feel like they were my physical senses trying to translate non-physical dreams. Basically, there are no visuals, and I just feel I'm kind of a half awake. I feel like something, either energy or information, is being downloaded, and I feel like I'm going through kind of a repetitive stress going through my body, and it is just a feeling, kind of a visceral feeling, and there is really no imagery or nothing really other than the sensation.
I would agree, and I would express that is, once again, another experience that you are engaging in relation to being essence, and therefore incorporating an experience of that, which I would acknowledge would be considerably difficult to actually translate into language in your physical reality.
Yes, I felt like my body or five senses were trying to translate, but it was stuck, so it is like keep repeating and repeating to, I guess, download or translate the information without being able to.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, this was not a dream, but I was in deep meditation and trance. I don't know if I even may have fallen asleep, but I perceived a pinpoint light, and then I noticed that it was not one light, it was a multiple light stacked on top of each other. And that's when I was trying maybe too hard, desperately, to make connections with guys, because other people claim that they connect with their guys, but I haven't had this experience when I was fully conscious or awake. So I've been trying to have that experience without success. And then I perceived the beams of light coming from those pinpoint lights connecting to my head. And the lights grabbed my right brain really tightly, almost painful. Like it was almost like a Vulcan or death grip on my brain. And then my heart just jumped, thinking, this is it. And I was like ecstatic with happiness. But then it got disconnected quickly when I realized that this is not something I should be able to do it. Do you have any information as to who those pinpoint lights may have been?
I would express that these are the energies of other essences, yes, that are, in a manner of speaking, around you continuously, and in that available to you whenever you are so choosing. Or let me also express to you that in relation to this idea of guides, so to speak, there are always other essences around you. And in that, regardless of whether you are objectively aware of encounters or interactions with them, that does not mean that you don't have them. And in that, it also does not mean that they are not expressing energy to you when you are requesting it and offering support and helpfulness are continuously. And this, I understand the curiosity and wanting to objectively interact, which you can. You have been successful in generating these experiences with yourself as essence.
Right.
Therefore, it would not be difficult for you to also access these other essences and be aware objectively of that interaction. I would express that for most individuals, it is more difficult to access their own essence than it is to access other essences, and you have already done that.
That is very peculiar, because it seems like I'm doing the opposite to what other people are able to do.
In some capacities, I would agree.
Okay. Oh, and this is not a dream, but this is something my mom told me. She said, as a very young child, every morning I used to put on socks and pack all my clothing in a backpack and ready to go out. And she would be asking me, where are you going? And she said, every morning I would be doing this as a little child. So I was wondering if it is some kind of remembering of my other focus. Because I was doing it as a little child.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree. And I would also express to you that in relation to the recall or the remembering is not unusual. Perhaps the action of packing your belongings for travel is somewhat unusual, but remembering other focuses and even remembering other dimensional experiences, which I would express as more the situation with you, is not tremendously unusual for small ones. Now, in that, I would express that you express somewhat more of an openness to that and a willingness to engage it, and therefore that type of response of you being willing to pack your belongings and be moving on at very small ages. I would say to you that that is more associated with other dimensional memories than even your past focuses.
Okay. Okay, now I would like to give my essence name, please.
And what are your impressions thus far?
Regarding my essence name?
Regarding all of that information, as you have been so successful in tapping into those energies and experiences, what impressions do you have?
Well, the impression I'm getting is that I may not have had as many focuses on the earth, and I feel like I may have more outside of the earth because my dreams are predominantly what feels like outside of the earth. And I have always been attracted to stars and just trying to, I guess, go outside.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. And what impressions do you incorporate in relation to your essence, your families, your orientation, even your essence name?
Well, my family, I'm thinking I may be belonging to Smurfy and maybe focusing focus in the Ilda family?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you. But I, as to the essence name, I have no clue. No idea.
Very well. Essence name. Jeanette. J-U-N-E-T-T-E.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting. And also, I guess statistics, like every other person asks, do you have any impression on the total number of my physical focuses and concurrent focuses on the, I guess, 3D Earth?
Very well. I would express numbering of focuses in this physical reality ...74.
Oh my God, that is so tiny compared to other people on this world.
I would agree.
Oh my
that
goodness.
Is
wow.
a very small number.
Wow.
The concurrent focus is presently 4.
Any clue as to which countries they may be?
Already have discovered 2.
One is Bhutan, the other is this South Pacific island close to Australia.
Correct.
And where would the other two be?
Are one of them.
Yeah.
And then you incorporate one additional focus. Do you incorporate an impression?
Yes. Let's see. Well, I dream a lot about Japan and Spain. Oh, actually, England also. So I guess it's a toast.
Spain.
Spain? Okay. Interesting. Okay. And are you also able to get the number of focus in other physical dimensions or non-physical dimensions?
Oh, I would express that that is different, and therefore I do not offer numbering of focuses in other dimensions or other realities.
Right, okay, and okay, when would be my initial and final focus years on the earth?
The initiating focus is in the time framework of your 2nd century AD, your final focus is in the time framework of your century.
18th century. Okay. Now, I would like to ask about my mom. I know that a lot of daughters have very close relationships with my mom, but the connection I had with her was crazy. I felt so attached to her, and when she died, I felt like part of me died, and that caused the, I guess, big bang of my consciousness and being on the path of trying to figure out what is happening here. And I feel like I've had a lot of focuses with her, just intense connection. So do you have any information about my connection with her and how many focuses I've had with her?
I would express that in this particular reality, you have shared all of your focuses with her.
Okay. And I've had other focuses outside of this reality with her also.
Many. Yeah.
That makes sense because my mom also had a lot of crazy dreams, and her dreams were actually coming into this life, and she could not tell the difference. And my husband, Joel, how many focuses did I have with him?
Shared focuses. 19.
Okay. Well, that's not so too many.
But not incorporate many focuses in this reality.
Okay, yes.
Therefore, I would express that in respect to how many focuses you incorporate in this reality, ratio-wise, that is a considerable number.
Yeah, okay. Okay, it seems like most people who are interested in this kind of subjects of spirituality or other dimensions, and they have been interested in them since they were young, but in my case, I had zero interest. I was an atheist, and I didn't like God or Jesus. And I was a pure materialist. And then suddenly, after my mom died, I changed it completely. And I feel, looking back, I feel like there was some signpost that my essence had planted, and I missed all of them. Because it was not until my 40s that I started getting interest in them. So did I miss all the signposts?
No. It would express that you were experiencing precisely in the manner that you chose, and that you were not missing anything. You were experiencing in a particular direction and a particular capacity for a time framework in your life, and in that you were exploring that physical aspect of your reality. And I would express that now you are merely adding to that another dimension of what you are exploring in your reality. Let me also express to you that what you have generated is very similar and almost a mirror action of this shift in general, that for a certain amount of time you were expressing that movement subjectively, and therefore objectively being more interested in outside expressions and exploring that, and then at a particular point changed and moved that into an objective exploration and therefore becoming more aware of yourself and more of reality than you were previously. But your movement has been very similar in almost a mirror action of the shift in consciousness itself.
Okay. So it sounds like I'm a pretty, I guess, a young soul. I mean, you said I have many other lives in other dimensions, but now that I have become more aware and expanding my, I guess, understanding of what we are doing here, I feel this urgency to wrap this up and leave and not come back. Even though you said my final focus is the 18th century, I just feel like this is my final focus. I feel like I've had enough experience and I think this is about it, and I don't think I want to come back again.
But you won't. And let me express to you that the concept of a final focus is merely a designation of a position.
Yes.
It is not a designation that is the only focus that does not repeat. None of your focuses repeat because they are all occurring simultaneously, and in that you don't remanifest. You are already manifesting in all different time frameworks and are experiencing all of these different focuses now. Therefore, it would be redundant and unnecessary for any focus to remanifest. Therefore, none of them do. In this, your feeling that you would not remanifest is very accurate because you won't.
Okay. I guess my personality is such that I don't like to, I guess I want every experience of mine to be really different, and I guess I don't want to repeat the same things again and again. I get bored.
Yes. And you aren't, and you won't. For I would express to you that once you disengage from this reality, you will move in whatever direction that you choose, but it will not be to re-engage this reality.
Oh, okay, thank you. And I think I've about exhausted my questions about dream, but there is one experience that I would like to share with you. I know that in many sessions that you said, archangels are stories created from the religious perspective. And I don't have a religious background, so I don't really, I guess, have the same attitude towards archangels as some of the people with a religious background. But when I was investigating a lot of energy experiences, I met with this friend who is a very gifted energy healer. He's able to focus energy and, provide that to healers for their own healing. And he is very adventuresome. So he has been practicing a lot of energy manipulations. And one day he said, he is able to channel different energy frequencies, including archangels. And he asked me if I wanted to try. So I said, sure. And so basically he stood next to me, and I guess he was letting his body used as a channel to, like a lightning rod to receive the energy. And he was channeling energies of Archangel Michael, Sandalphon, Metatron, and Gabriel. And to my shock, I was able to feel very different energy frequencies from different archangels. And when the most strongest I felt was from Sandalphon. It was like a being showered with very loving energy, and I got goosebumps all over my body. And I've never had any such exotic foreign experience. I couldn't even describe what that was. I almost fainted. It was like out of this world that I've never physically experienced. So if there are no archangels, who are these beings who responded to our calls and sent these energies? And there are, I guess, millions of people who are calling on Archangel Michael. Then who is responding to this? Are they like imposters from different dimensions?
Oh, they are other essences. And I would express that this is merely terminology. They are all essences. And it matters not what terminology you use, what label you use. You can label them as archangels or angels or gods or guides. You can label them in whatever manner you choose or whatever manner you believe. But in this, the energy is the same. They are other essences, and in that they are responsive, and you can tap into that energy, and it can be experienced in profound manners, and it can be used in profound manners. It is not that the energy is not real. It is very real. It matters not what you label it to be or what you name it to be. It is energies of other essences of consciousness, and it is tremendously powerful. And I would express that it is not good or bad or right or wrong to identify those energies as angels or archangels or gods or guides or anything else. Whatever you are comfortable with in identifying those particular energies, it actually matters not. What is significant is that you do it and that you experience it and that the experiences can be considerably profound. That is what is important, not what you name it.
Okay. And I have a question about your ability to be able to tell us the number of our physical focuses. What do you see to see these numbers?
What I would express to you is, first of all, that number is always fluctuating.
Right.
It does not remain constant. You are continuously adding and subtracting in those numbers. I merely offer a number at the time or in the moment.
Right.
But I would express that it is merely a matter of accessing in that moment how many physical manifestations you are generating at that time in this particular reality, which is not difficult. I would express you could do the same if you were allowing yourself that openness, or if you were focused in a particular direction or subject whenever you are accessing that experience and that energy of your essence.
Okay. And I am very curious, since I have a lot of dreams about what feels like non-physical focuses, I'm very curious about of what it would be like to live in the non-physical dimension. You explained that we use belief systems, emotions, and our sexuality to manifest and experience our physical dimension. So without the belief systems and emotions and sexuality, how do they experience and expand in the non-physical dimension?
Non-physical has no perception and no objective awareness. Therefore, there is no thing. And in that, it would be considerably difficult to explain how that is experienced or what the expansion of that is, because it is not an it. And in that, I would express that because there is no objective awareness and no perception, because perception is a mechanism that is associated with objective awareness, and because there is no objective awareness or perception, there is no thing.
Then is there any experience?
Yes, there is experience, but it is all action. It is movement. It is not a thing. Things are created by perception. Beings are created by perception. Everything is created by perception. If you remove perception, then there is no being. There is no physical manifestation. And in that, if you remove the physical aspect or any component of physical aspect, then what remains is action. Is there experience in action? Yes. Is there expansion? Yes.
Then what triggers the action and movement?
It does not have a trigger.
Then what motivates action or movement?
Expansion. Continuous, non-stopping, ongoing expansion. That is the impetus.
Okay. And is there anything that fuels expansion?
Everything.
Okay, I guess I have to think about this. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate it very much.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, and I shall be offering my energy to you in support and in great encouragement in your adventures.
Thank you very much.
In wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Bye.